You're listening to the Bible Insights podcast with your host, Val Waldick. We're doing a bird's eye view of the book of Revelation, this amazing prophetical book. And today, we're moving into the second half of the Great Tribulation. Revelation chapter 1 verse 19 tells us that John was told to write his book in three parts, which he did. John was told, write the things which you have seen, the revelation of Jesus Christ, which he covers in chapter 1, the things which are the church age, which he covered in Revelation chapters 2 and 3. Chapter 4, we saw the church in heaven, and the things which will take place after this, taking us to Revelation chapter 6 verse 1 and the introduction of the Antichrist. We know that the church leaves before the 7 years tribulation starts and the Antichrist is introduced. We saw that in 2 Thessalonians 2 verses 6 to 9. And now you know what is restraining, that he may be revealed in his own time, talking about the Antichrist. For the mystery of lawlessness is already at work. Only he who now restrains will do so until he's taken out of the way. The Holy Spirit is lifting from this earth and taking the church with him. He who restrains will do so until he's taken out of the way, and then the lawless one will be revealed, whom the Lord will consume with the breath of his mouth and destroy with the brightness of his coming. Ezekiel prophesied in chapters 38 and 39 that there's going to be an invasion of Israel at the end of the church age, led by Russia, by Iran, and by Turkey, and supported by a number of Middle Eastern nations. They're going to invade Israel. And Daniel chapter 9, 27 tells us what's going to happen. We know that the Lord is going to stand by Israel and that there's going to be a huge defeat of these nations. And chapter 9, verse 27 of Daniel tells us that it'll come to pass in that day, says the Lord, that I will give Gog a burial place right there in Israel. God says they want this land of Israel. They can be buried in there. And we know that there's going to be such a major defeat. It's going to take Israel 7 months to bury the dead, according to Ezekiel 39, verses 11 and 12. At that time, Antichrist is revealed. We meet him in Revelation chapter 6, verse 1, which is the beginning of three series of judgments. First series is called the Seal Judgments. And John writes, now I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seals, the first seal, and I looked, and behold, a white horse. He who sat in it had a bow, and a crown was given to him, and he went out conquering and to conquer. And that begins the first 3.5 years of Antichrist reigns, which we've already talked about in the podcast. Chapter 13 summarized the first 3.5 years of his reign. We saw the establishment of a global government led by Antichrist, the establishment of a global religious system led by the false prophet, and the global reset, which we looked at last week, when every individual is controlled by technology. This is a period of false peace lasting just 3.5 years, when all the nations and the people follow the Antichrist blindly. The Ezekiel invasion of Israel takes place, and God steps in. The Antichrist, who's the leader of the global government waiting in the wings that are led by Antichrist, he obviously comes to help Israel. And they believe that he somehow is responsible for their victory. So they sign a 7-year peace treaty with him. The world considers him the greatest leader that has ever ruled on this earth. Israel thinks he's the Messiah. He's got total control of the world's people, its economy and resources for 3.5 years, which is a counterfeit of Christ's millennial reign. In the middle point of the tribulation period, he breaks the covenant with Israel, and then major trouble happens and God's judgment is poured out on his kingdom. 2 Thessalonians 2 verses 3 and 4 tells us what happened, that he walks into the temple that he's allowed Israel to build, and he sits in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. And that is when the Jews' eyes are opened and they realize he's not God, and he persecutes them. Israel doesn't have a temple yet, but we know that they've collected all the money, they've collected everything they need, they've got the plans, they're ready to build their temple. They need a place where the Dome of the Rock is standing. And during that Ezekiel war, it seems as if that temple is destroyed. And Antichrist gives Israel permission to build their new temple. And in fact, newspapers are telling us that Israel is officially calling for the third temple to replace the Al-Aqsa Mosque. They're just ready to do it. We know that Antichrist then turns on the Jews and there's a terrible time of war, and that a remnant flee to the desert. Jesus warned us about that in Matthew 24, verses 15 to 18. He told them, "When you see the abomination of desolation spoken by Daniel the prophet standing in the holy place, when you see Antichrist standing in that temple saying that he is God, he says, then flee." And we know that a third of the Jews flee into the desert where they meet the Lord. And then the Antichrist turns on those still in Israel. But this remnant is prophesied in Revelation chapter 12, verses 14 to 17. They'll escape into the wilderness, and there they will be cared for by the Lord for 3.5 years, times and half a time. They'll be cared for during the last half of Antichrist's tribulation. And we read that the dragon was so enraged with her that he went to make war with the rest of his offspring who keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. Antichrist is so angry that this remnant has escaped him that he goes back and he turns on the Jews and those that are left in Israel, and there's a terrible time of persecution for them. A most amazing thing is prophesied in Romans chapter 11, verses 25 to 26, that those Jews who escape from the reign of Antichrist and flee into the desert will find the Lord. We read in Zechariah 13, verse 1, "In that day a fountain shall be opened for the house of David and for the inhabitants of Jerusalem for sin and uncleanness." A fountain will be opened. And Romans chapter 11, verse 25 to 26, Paul writes and he says, "I do not desire, brethren, that you should be ignorant of this mystery, lest you should be wise in your own opinion." He says, "Understand this, that blindness in part has happened to Israel." Blindness in part, until the fullness of the Gentiles has come in, and so all Israel will be saved, as it is written. Jeremiah prophesies that this last 3.5 years of Antichrist's reign will be a time of great trouble for Israel. In fact, he calls it Jacob's troubles. Jeremiah 30, verse 7, he says, "Alas, for that day is great, so that none is like it." It's going to be a time of trouble such as Israel has never experienced. It is the time of Jacob's trouble, but he shall be saved out of it. A remnant will be saved. Jeremiah 30, verse 11 says, "For I'm with you, says the Lord, to save you. Though I make a full end of all nations where I've scattered you, yet I will not make a complete end of you." A remnant is going to survive the battle of Armageddon. Zechariah chapter 13, verses 8 and 9 gives us some more details. Here we learn that 2/3 in it shall be cut off and die, but 1/3 shall be left. And the Lord says, "I will bring that 1/3 through the fire. I will refine them as silver is refined, and test them as gold is tested. They will call on my name, and I will answer them. I will say, this is my people. And each one will say, the Lord is my God." God is not finished with Israel. He has a future for her that is absolutely wonderful. The first series of judgments, the first seal, showed us the revelation of Antichrist. 3.5 years into his reign, the time of great tribulation starts. And seal number 2 is opened, and here we see World War III, the Battle of Armageddon, beginning. Revelation 6, verses 3 and 4, "When he opened the second seal, I heard the second living creature saying, come and see." And John says, "I saw a horse, another horse. The first horse was a white horse, the revelation of Antichrist. And now 3.5 years later, John says, I see a horse, and this time it's a fiery horse. And he went out, and it was granted to him who sat on it to take peace from the earth, and that people should kill one another. And there was given to him a great sword." When the second seal is opened, only then does World War III happen. And that is the Battle of Armageddon, which begins then. And this fiery horse is a time of world war. And immediately, John says, the third seal is open. "I heard a third living creature saying, come and see. And I looked, and this time he said, I saw a black horse, and he who sat on it had a pair of scales in his hand." This time we're seeing economic collapse, because with war, there's always economic collapse. Revelation chapter 6, verse 6 tells us, "I heard a voice in the midst of the four living creatures saying, a quart of wheat for a denarius, 3 quarts of wheat for barley and a denarius, and do not harm the oil and the wine." This tells us that though the world is suffering a tremendous famine, the elite will still have oil and wine. There'll still be luxuries for the select, but the poor will have nothing. The oil and the wine will be unharmed, The Antichrist will still have his millions, but not for long. When the Lord opens the fourth seal, then we see mass death. When he opened the fourth seal, I heard the voice of the fourth living creature saying, "Come and see." John says, "I looked, and this time I saw a pale horse. And he said, the name of him who sat on it was Death, and Hades followed with him, and power was given to him over a fourth of the earth to kill with a sword." This pale horse represents a huge time of death for the unsaved, because Hades is the place of departed spirits, and at this time we see that a quarter of the world's population dies because of the famine and because of the war. Isaiah prophesies about this in chapter 5, verse 14. He says, "Therefore, Sheol has enlarged itself and opened its mouth beyond measure, and these people will enter into Sheol itself, into the place of departed spirits, which is called Hades." And then the Lord opens seal number 5. And when he opened the fifth seal, we see that the people of God, those who have turned to the Lord during this time of tribulation, and there will be many, many, many who will turn to him. When he opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of those who had been slain for the word of God and for their testimony which they held. And they cried with a loud voice, saying, "How long, O Lord, holy and true, until you judge and avenge our blood on those who dwell on the earth?" And John says, "A white robe was given to each of them, and was said to them that they should rest a little while longer, until both the number of their fellow servants and their brethren would be killed as they were, until that number was completed." The Lord said that a third of the Jewish people will survive this terrible time of tribulation, and that there will be some Gentiles, until all those who have been saved are martyred by Antichrist, and then only will he deal with Antichrist fully and finally. There's still more persecution to come. In seal number 6, the Lord opens it, and there are cosmic disturbances. We read that the stars of heaven fell to the earth, Revelation 6, chapters 12 and 14. The stars of the heaven fell to the earth as a fig tree drops its late figs when it is shaken by a mighty wind. Then the sky receded as a scroll when it is rolled up, and every mountain and island was moved out of place. Something so bad is going to happen, it sounds like a nuclear war. When it sounds, seems as though the earth is going to be shaken, the stars of the heaven are going to be shaken, the sky is going to recede like a scroll, every mountain and every island is going to be affected and moved out of the way. If you've ever seen pictures of Japan during World War II, when those terrible bombs were unleashed, those nuclear bombs were unleashed, and you saw the devastation, mountains and hills were flattened. It's going to be worse than that when the Battle of Armageddon happens. And the people, you'd think they would turn to the Lord at this time, but Revelation 6:15 tells us, "And the kings of the earth, the great men, the rich men, the commanders, the mighty men, every slave, every free man, they're going to hide themselves in the caves and in the rocks of the mountains. And they're going to say to the rocks and the mountains, 'Fall on us and hide us from the face of him who sits on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of his wrath has come, and who is able to stand?'" 3.5 years into Antichrist's reign of terror, when the Battle of Armageddon begins, this last great World War III, the people of the world are going to recognize that this is God's judgment, and they're going to say, "Hide us," but they're not going to repent. And then we see something of God's mercy. We know that there are many Gentiles who are going to find the Lord at this time, but we know God is dealing specifically with the Jewish nation, and that hundreds and thousands, one-third of the Jewish nation, are going to find the Lord. And we read in Revelation chapter 4, that God has got 144,000 Jewish evangelists, Jews that he sealed to preach the gospel with power during the reign of Antichrist. John says, "I heard the number of those who were sealed, 144,000. Folks, these are not Jehovah's Witnesses, but they come from all the tribes of the children of Israel. God seals them, he anoints them, he sends them to preach the gospel during the reign of Antichrist. And chapter 7, verse 9 tells us, John says, "I looked and I saw a great multitude, which no one could number, of all the nations, the tribes, the people, the tongues, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes and palm branches in their hands." There's going to be a great harvest of souls during this time of terrible trouble. And then the Lord opens the seventh seal. John says there was a silence. When he opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven for about half an hour. You know that silence that comes before a major storm? We've all experienced that. John says when the Lord opens the seventh seal, suddenly there's an amazing silence. And it lasts for about half an hour. And he said, I looked and I saw seven angels standing before God. And these seven angels were given seven trumpets. Revelation chapter 8 verse 4 tells us that God has heard the prayers of all the saints for peace. He's heard those saints who are killed during the tribulation saying, how long? He's heard the prayers of all Christians as we've cried out to the Lord for peace and an end to all this trouble and all this nonsense and prayed for the Lord to come and to take control. And John says, I saw another angel. And this angel had a golden censer. He came and stood at the altar. And he was given much incense that he should offer it with the prayers of all the saints upon the golden altar which was before the throne. And the smoke of the incense with the prayers of the saints ascended before God from the angel's hand. The Lord says, I have got all your prayers. I've got them here safe in heaven. And there's coming a day when those prayers are going to ascend before my throne and I'm going to answer them. Every prayer you've ever prayed for peace, every prayer you've ever prayed for evil to cease, every prayer you've ever prayed for Antichrist's reign to stop, every prayer you've prayed for peace is going to be answered at this time. And the seven trumpets are going to sound. So the angel took the censer, he filled it with fire from the altar, and he threw it to the earth. And then there were noises and thunderings and lightnings and a great earthquake. Again, this sounds like an amazing and huge nuclear explosion. God's timing is perfect. You think he's delayed his answer to prayers for peace as we've prayed for years and years and years? God's got a time for everything. And as these trumpet judgments happen, this is the time. The second series of judgments is about to occur in rapid succession. And remember, all the things that we're talking about now are happening within the space of 3.5 years. The seven seal judgments completed, and the seven trumpet judgments are coming up next, and followed by the seven bowl judgments. Take courage, believer. God is still on the throne. Revelation 3 verses 10 and 11, he promises the church that we are not going to go through this time of tribulation. Even the first 3.5 years of Antichrist's reign, which are relatively peaceful as far as the world is concerned, the Lord says that is judgment. God hasn't called us to judgment, but he's called us to peace. And the Lord has promised, because you've kept my command to persevere, I also will keep you from the hour of trial which will come upon the whole earth to test those who dwell on the earth. He says, hold fast what you have. Don't let anyone take your crown. We're very, very close. Next week, we're going to look at the seven trumpet judgments and the horrors that this world is going to expect. But until then, God bless you. Keep your eyes on the Lord. Keep looking at the clouds, because one day we're going to meet the Lord in that great meeting in the sky, and it's very, very, very close.